So if you paid attention in science class, you should remember that Mars is Earth's closest neighbor.
I remember.
You remember that? All right. Well, going to the red planet has seemed for a long time like a far away, almost impossible dream. But now NASA and other space agencies are actually planning manned missions, and the survival prep has begun.
Well, VOA's Mike O'Sullivan went to the Big Island of Hawaii, where on a desolate mountain there, you might for a moment think you are actually on Mars. Take a look.
This volunteer is living for 8 months in terrain that looks much like the surface of Mars. Six people are isolated high atop Mauna Loa, a volcanic mountain on the Big Island of Hawaii, in this make-believe Mars base.
Mars base? What are we talking about here, Mike? I mean, are we talking about setting up something that kind of comes closer to Mars, or is it like a training ground for future astronauts?
Well, it's really a test for the space agency NASA to see how people can function together in a closed environment, like a space environment, like a moon base or a Mars base, for a period of months. They've done it for 4 months in the past. They're doing it for 8 months right now. The next project will be 1 year long. When they go out, they wear simulated space suits, so they get the feel of, you know, astronauts living on Mars.
Kim Benstead of the University of Hawaii oversees the project.
We study how well they work together, how we can keep them happy and supported and not wanting to kill each other over these long durations.
They want to see how people can function in a small group, whether they develop a kind of cabin fever, and psychologically, if they can stay healthy for long durations. Part of it is to see how they could function with diet, and they've learned, for example, that the astronaut food is not very satisfying. They really need to have a garden inside, and they do grow some plants, and they do some of their own cooking.
Participants communicate with the outside world through email and blogs, and through YouTube videos, like this from Mission Commander Martha Alenio.
Hi, Mission Support. This is Commander Martha from the High Seas Crew 3. I need some support on my gardening project up here on Mars.
I hope they can avoid fighting each other as well, because that's going to be a big challenge as a human race. But were you actually there on the ground on that Mars base?
Well, I was, and it's you know, it's a you drive up from one coast of the Big Island of Hawaii toward the center. It's a very, you know, otherworldly looking place. The air is thinner, a lot of red rock, and you drive even further off into this remote area where it's closed to traffic, and it really does look like you're on another planet. I really couldn't talk to the any of the astronauts until I got back to LA, and we set up a communication with a 20-minute delay, simulating the delay you'd have in communicating with somebody by radio on Mars. And I talked to the commander who was inside the simulated base.
Hi, Mike. Martha here. I'm really enjoying this opportunity to live in this dome and kind of pretend that I'm on Mars and get to learn.
And speaking to the commander, what was your take? Do you think these guys will eventually get to Mars by 2030?
Well, you know, it's not clear that any of these people will end up on Mars. This may be as close as they get to it, but they're getting something of that experience. And, of course, they're all space buffs and fascinated with this whole process. There's a project going on right now based in the Netherlands. They're looking for volunteers who would take a one-way trip to Mars. And, you know, we don't know if they'll ever get the funding to do their own private project. But they've got 100 finalists now who are mostly young people who are willing to take a one-way trip to Mars and spend the rest of their lives there. There's a young woman in India and some in Britain and all over the world. There's just a lot of interest in space exploration. Will we eventually get to Mars? We will. But as Kim Binstead said, it always seems to be 20 years down the road. So whether you're talking about the European Space Agency or the Chinese or the Americans with NASA, it's always about 20 years down the road. So now we're talking about the 2030s. But it takes a real commitment from the space agencies and from governments. It takes expenditures. And we'll see if we get there. But eventually, I think everyone is confident we will make it to Mars and have a base up there.
Mike O'Sullivan is VOA's Los Angeles Bureau Chief. And Alex, I don't know about you, but do you have an interest in going to Mars?
You know, I'm one of those people who really likes my life here
There's
on Earth.
Not enough palm trees there for you?
Makes me a little nervous.
Oh, come on.
I don't know. But I mean,
it's just
amazing. You know, I think I'll stick to watching movies like Gravity.
Okay, yeah. Well, good for you. You got your Mars dress on. It's
right?
The same color.
Yeah, a little bit of Red Planet-esque.
Right.